I am living in a hot box. My heart hurts. My head hurts. We are emotionally traumatized yet again by Stacey. Guys, stay tuned for a great show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Throw it up in a hot box. That's the perfect song for this episode.
Episode 9, season 1, station 19. I just can't.
I am heartbroken, distraught, emotionally drained.
Man. Guys, awesome. Welcome back to Station 19 After Show at AfterBuzz TV. I'm one of your hosts, Linda Antwee.
Hey guys, I'm the Kia Monet.
Hey. Hey girls, hey. Hey boys, hey. So, overall thoughts?
Literally, that breath that I just left out. It was really messed up. And I felt like every time I thought it was resolved or it was over, more stuff just kept piling on. So, I'm really emotionally drained.
Every single week we talk about this, how they take us on an emotional roller coaster, and you think, oh no, nothing's really going to happen, and something always happens, and I don't know why that hasn't stuck in my head.
It's all, and then the fact that next week is the season finale, it's like this episode like gave us a pre-heart attack, I think for the big heart attack.
I mean, absolutely. Absolutely.
Good show though.
Flabbergasted by this episode. All right, so let's talk about first JJ and Miller.
Ooh.
Full steam ahead with those two. Hot and heavy, late nights, lots of staying up all night.
Lots of sexy time.
Lots of drinking time.
No sleep time.
No sleep. Team no sleep. So we found out actually that JJ actually has a job. Because remember, we were talking about it last week. Like, yeah. Why are you taking all this time off? She is a music reviewer.
Nice.
So that's why she's going to concerts and staying up late, which is not really conducive to Miller's job,
yeah.
Right?
I was thinking to myself, because I'm like, you know, do firefighters have days off? Because it's like they really can't have personal lives because, God forbid, that intertwines with your real, like your job being a firefighter. And it sucks because now, after everything that happens, it's like, this is a girl that I think he really likes, but because he feels so bad, you know, like, I think it's going to mess up the relationship. So I asked, like, because if you see, like, Andy was dating a firefighter, Montgomery was married to a firefighter, so it's like, do you have your time off? Do you have time for other people?
Well, I think they do. I think that it's shift work, right?
Yeah.
So it's like 4 days or 6 days on, whatever days off, and then on and then off, and you're there 24/7 except for your off days. Usually, I think that's how it works. And viewers, if it works differently, please do let us know. But what I thought was interesting about the relationship is that it was just so full. I know they're in the honeymoon phase, but I also think that Miller, what we saw from his character all the way through, he takes his job seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like he wasn't taking his job seriously. But that's because, you know, he's wrapped up in love, perhaps.
Yes. You have something new to play with. And it's kind of like a distraction from work. Like, they all love their job so much. And they're so passionate. But I can understand that. Like, when something new comes, you get a little caught up. And I think he got one of the biggest lessons ever.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. So I think,
Man.
That was a lie. But, you know.
What I thought was funny, too, is when Ben catches Miller napping. And he's like, I'm not napping. I'm practicing meditation. I know the downward puppy and the sad and happy baby poses.
Making up stuff.
I was like, that is hilarious.
I love it. But what I do love about these episodes every week, it's always like, it's not just one person going through something. You always see someone else going through something. So I do appreciate the storyline of him and JJ and where the relationship could end up and how it ended up. The end of this episode.
And it's so relatable.
It is.
It's so relatable. Like, when we get to Travis and Grant, I mean, I don't want to put my personal business out there, but it is so, this show is very relatable.
Yes.
And speaking of relatable, we have a wonderful leader that is so relatable.
Oh, we do. Sorry, guys. I'm still in station mode, so my brain's on fire, literally. I am so shocked. But do you guys want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life?
I do.
But those who do, we have the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to better all aspects of your life. And some of these guys on Station 19 can definitely benefit from that. From health and wellness to career relationships, finances, and more. Our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. And we love free. Linda. Okay? Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that it was the Station 19 crew that sent you Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Check it out.
Yeah, she's fab.
It's amazing. You really can learn a lot from her. She is the queen bee.
Queen bee.
And she gives a lot of great tips on that podcast.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I'm still...
I need her podcast after this episode.
Something to decompress. Okay, let's talk about Andy and Ryan.
Ooh.
So we see them, they're like, they've got their routine. So they talked about it last week where they have their morning routine. And now we see that they're almost like in a full-fledged relationship now. They're out running in the morning. They're talking about her dad and his cancer. And I was like, I literally wrote WTF.
Yeah, like... How do you go from one relationship? Not how, like, why would you, but if you... Okay, I feel like Andy doesn't want to be in a relationship with anybody.
Which is what she thought. I thought she's been saying.
Exactly. So the way I'm forming this question is not how could you, but if you wasn't feeling the first relationship and you wanted to be single, how could you get into another one if that's not what you really want?
Which is what we talked about last week as well. This... I was going to call it's this different, chick.
Yeah, like...
Andy,
bro.
I don't understand what exactly is going on with you. You just fought to get out of a relationship. You told this dude that, you know, you like the way it's, like, flowing, and it's basically just your bed buddy.
Yeah.
And now you have moved it up to you're together?
That's like, weird. It's different if you're with Jack and you literally just don't want to be with that person, but you want another relationship. But the way she's making it seem, she doesn't want any relationship. Right. So I'm confused. And now Ryan's her ex who still has feelings. And I just feel
a lot of feelings.
And Jack is still madly in love with her.
Yeah.
And they're all kind of on the same team.
Yeah.
One's PD, one's a firefighter, but we all still work together. It's just, Andy, what are you doing?
It's messy, but you've been messy. You are messy in your relationships.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about, you know, your work ethic and all of that, but in your relationships, like, I don't know what's going on with you, and I don't even know how you have the bandwidth to just, like, jump from one to one and then be emotionally involved, because you have history with Ryan.
Yeah, that's what I'm
thinking. A lot of history.
That's, like, one of your first
loves. So you can't be
loves.
All like, oh, this is a super casual.
No.
Nah, brah.
Trick, no.
Serious.
So that's what's been bothering me. I'm like, how do we do that if you didn't want that? Now you want this. Okay.
Mess. That's it.
Just a hot mess.
Just
Andy.
A hot mess.
Ay.
But moving from Andy and Ryan and that hot mess, and we'll revisit that a little bit later with the love triangle. Let's talk about Travis and Grant.
Oh, I love this.
Me too. I needed that break in all the drama that was going on in the show today. And I just thought that, again, Grant is so good for him.
He is.
You know, like, he will move at his pace. He will not push him. He will still be, like, affectionate and loving and caring and considerate. And I loved everything about this,
It's beautiful.
Two.
I love what Grant says to him. Like, I know when something's worth the wait. Like, I'm here with you. Yeah. I got it. I know your situation. I don't want to rush you. And I think a lot of people, we all deserve someone like that. So I'm just pretty understanding. So I loved seeing them. It's so perfect.
I loved it. I know. And I love that their first date was him cooking and breakfast at that. So it's like not so stiff.
Can I date a chef?
Right. Not so stiff and like, you know, late night dates, like not so stiff. And I just thought, oh, you know, you two are really special.
Like, a beautiful couple.
Already.
Like, I'm shipping them right now.
Yeah.
I know they didn't make it, but official, but... There are a couple in my head, and I think it's really dope, and I think Travis needs that. He needs it.
I said it. I don't want to be a I told you so person, but
you told
I told
us.
You.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he needs. Someone to push him, but not too much. Mm-hmm. Someone to give him space, but not too much.
Yeah.
Just, like, know that ebb and flow, right?
Yeah.
And I loved when he talked about, well, you know, sometimes I'm going to want to talk to you and be there. And sometimes I'm not. And sometimes I'm going to be all in, basically. And sometimes I'm not. And for him to be okay.
Like, it's cool.
It's cool.
I'm like, hello, where's my guy like this? Dude. Where's my Prince Charming?
Dude. Facts.
Facts. Hashtag facts. Where is my Grant?
Seriously. Where are you? And then I wanted to talk about just the station in general and your overall thoughts about the captain race. Because as we move into the season finale, we're probably going to find out who the captain is going to be. And so what did you feel like the overall vibe was at the station?
I feel like, okay, because I know I said this in my prediction last week, Miss Maya, I think, like, everyone's excited. Everyone's still nervous because, you know, Ripley kind of left them on edge. And, you know, this is something Andy really wants, Jack really wants. But I was feeling a vibe from Maya that when I think Ripley put it in her head and she never thought about it, and I believe because she's such a perfectionist, now she is like, oh, I can do this too. So she was throwing little jabs out there here and there at Andy a little bit, and I think now she realizes how great she is. So that's the vibe that I was getting. Like, I feel like people actually are just really scared. They don't know who's going to be, you know, the captain. But I do feel Maya in the background like, oh, I could do this too. I've been championing you. Why not?
Yeah, I got that vibe, but I also got a, like, team girl vibe for, with the three of them, Vic, of Maya, and Andy, and how, like, okay, this is all about you right now, Andy, and we're rooting for you, and you know, don't worry about the peer reviews, and they're going to sit down with the captain one-on-one, and you'll nail it, all of that. So I saw a lot of cheerleading still going on, and, like, you know, girl power. So I thought that was interesting as well, mixed in with what you were saying with Maya, kind of realizing, you know what, I'm great too.
Yeah, yeah, but I definitely get it more from the girls, because the guys, they're just all occupied and doing their own thing. But the girls definitely have Andy's back.
Yeah.
And they're definitely rooting for her. Yeah. So it's definitely interesting.
And then we saw hints of Captain Pruitt.
Cap.
Kind of like, not discouraging Andy, but like, don't get your hopes up.
Lowering your expectations.
Yeah, I know how you are. And you say you're all good, but I know how you are. And I thought he was just really setting her up for some news that we'll talk about shortly.
Ooh, child.
These fools. Pruitt and Ben. So Ben had a little bone to pick with Pruitt because he outed Ben to Bailey. And, you know, I love Bailey. And, you know, you can't mess around with Bailey.
You cannot.
Right? Nope. You can't be in the doghouse with Bailey because she will let you have it.
He even said that. He's like, that's the toughest part.
So he was like, well, what are you talking about? You can't come at me right now. I'm ill. And he's like, you can't play the cancer card. Like, you outed me to my wife about the dangers of this job and that I hadn't actually told her about them.
Right.
And I thought that he had a good point. Like, Captain Pruitt, that's kind of not your job.
Or your place.
Or your place. Like, here you are. This is your doctor. And you guys have this, you know, doctor-patient privilege. Right. Well, you know what? Husbands and wives have a private bond that is between them as well.
Yeah. You know? But what I get from Captain Pruitt, though, because he's, like, he's older. He's that father figure. And I think when he does things, I think he doesn't realize. He just reminds me of an old dad or an old grandpa where he feels like he's doing the right thing. Where even when he tells I think Ripley, that he doesn't want Jack or Andy to be. I really think he thinks he's doing it for the best. So I think when he's telling Bailey about Warren, I think he thinks, you know, because I'm the dad, I'm the captain, these are my kids, and this is what's really going on. Like, I don't think he intentionally, you know, is trying to set them up for failure.
Yeah, I hope so.
He's like that old grandpa that's like,
I think I'm a skeptic a little bit because I'm just like, what is your motive?
Yeah. You know, he doesn't really have anyone to talk to. And Bailey's like, you know, so I think he's just saying, it's a little dangerous. It's not his place, but I do think he's not thinking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like that old dad that's like, ooh, word vomit.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting that he was like, you shouldn't keep things from your family. And Ben called him right out on it, like you are not okay. One to talk, homie.
But I like that Ben was able to go toe-to-toe with the captain. Yeah. Like, okay.
Yeah. I got you and I got your number. So let's talk about the first emergency and the only emergency of the show or the episode. And I liked how they call it stuffing turkey because it was, again, something fire facts that I didn't know about. And speaking of great fire facts, we have some fire facts coming up later
that
is going to rock your socks.
Yes.
So we see this divorcing couple, and we saw them in the beginning and how they set up the show. I just love it. They introduce you, and then they go right into it, and then they come back to whoever is going to be the focus of the episode. So this couple, we get that they've been together for some time and they're divorcing and they're nitpicking at what's mine and what's yours and what's this. And the wife has this fire going, right? And she's throwing stuff in. And I was like, wow, this, like, how petty.
It's so petty. But it reminded me of a personal story.
Oh, yeah.
So my grandparents, when they first got married, my grandmother was like, I think like 19. My granddad was 19 or 20. He wasn't like the greatest husband. And literally, they just got married. My great grandmother told me that my grandmother threw her wedding photos down the incinerator, except for one. So if you actually go through my great grandmother's photo albums, you see one photo of my grandmother and grandfather before their divorce. But she literally did the same thing, threw them all away. And my great grandmother at the time was like, I just paid for these photos. And my grandmother was like, I don't care. So they were able to save one photo. And yeah, she was trying to get rid of those photos.
Man, I mean,
Penny Boots.
Listen, it's serious business.
Yeah.
Serious business getting divorced, people. So we get this couple, and they're trying to stuff the turkey. Now, my understanding of stuffing the turkey is that you're fighting the fire from the inside and the outside at the same time, right?
Yeah.
To contain it.
Yeah.
And so they go through the garage. And this is when things come a little dicey, right? So we have this lady who is like high tech. I can't remember the cybersecurity she's in. And so she has a thumbprint to open up everything and complete like Fort Knox
garage. Gosh.
Now going back to JJ and Miller. So we know that Miller had no sleep. Not even like an hour, because when they got home, they had an hour. He could arrest it, but they decided they wanted some, you know, funky time. And then, so we go straight to work. And now you're saving lives. You're saving lives. You have people's lives in your hand. And he just had to remember a 4-digit code.
I have a bad memory, and I remembered that code.
0302.
Like,
0302.
0302.
I mean, come on.
But if he was paying attention when Jack told him to put his channel on channel 3.
That too.
Oh.
So you missed that because you were sleepy, and then you couldn't remember. But what I thought was what irritated me is like, okay, have you ever been on a walkie-talkie?
Yeah.
Okay. Even like what are those?
The Nextels.
Nextels, right? So if you're reaching out to somebody and they're not responding at all, something is wrong. And it wasn't like you were 4 blocks away. Like you were just
literally.
So why would you not go and find out what the number was?
That aggravated me because I'm like, you're writing the house, or you can just switch to channels and just go, bro, what was the code again? Or bring someone with you. That's when I was like, you're right there. Just ask, what's the code again before you mess it up?
And you're not a brand new firefighter. So if you're not on channel 3 and you're not hearing anyone and no one's responding to you, something's wrong, dude.
That's what I was like, would you think that something's wrong and everyone's hurt outside if you're not hearing anything?
On a fire? On an emergency fire?
Aggravated me a lot.
That's just my thoughts. I don't know what you guys thought, but I thought that part, Stacey.
Yeah, that wasn't my fave.
Not my favorite. So Miller basically locks them in.
Oh,
right?
My God.
So because the woman's fingers are blistered, the thumbprint doesn't work, and the code is now locked them in into basically like a fort.
Right.
With no windows.
Which is ridiculous that she even built such a thing.
I mean, what I mean?
Like, I get it, but as a just in case, like, what just happened?
Yeah, but she's in cybersecurity, so I think that she, because when she said that she built it, and it's an independent system.
Yeah.
That's kind of like her techie nerdy stuff.
I got that. But aren't you thinking about, you're in cybersecurity and you're like the head, you know, top of the chain, whatever. Aren't you thinking about the what ifs or other people's safety or your safety?
Yeah, but she said it.
Your hand gets cut off. What are we doing?
Yeah, but she said she thought because of her job, she thinks of so much about people not getting in, that she didn't think about people not getting out.
You gotta lose that. Because now you're married, God forbid you have kids. That's what, like, I'm just thinking, like, you don't live in a house by yourself. And I got that. You don't want people to get in. But, sis, we're married. So, what if your fingers get cut off and you guys are being hijacked and kidnapped in your house? And I don't know. That's just some selfish people who are not thinking. But I got it. Build your fortress, girl.
Or at least have a backup. Like, have your husband have his thumbprint to be available too. Like,
have a backup.
It can't just be you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to do it and you're married, your husband has to be the backup. That's why I don't really like technology like that. I don't do the thumbprint. Everything is old school.
Are you? I love technology.
Because God forbid something happens and you can't get into my phone.
I love technology.
I get in an accident and I'm passed out and the cops, what are they going to, girl, wake up. No. I need for you to get in. See, I'm old school. I'm a logical thinker.
But that's kind of not logical, and I won't veer off too much. But, like, let's say you are passed out, right? And this is your phone. I would just go like this.
Say my fingers burned off.
Oh, and you're passed out and your fingers burned off?
I'm in a fire. And okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want no thumbs. I like it old school. Okay, sorry, okay. Siri. Beautiful garage, though. Beautiful garage.
You know, there's face recognition.
I don't do
too,
that
right?
either.
So, I mean, we could debate this, but we're getting off topic. So let's go back on topic. Andy doesn't like how in the beginning Ryan and Jack were kind of being laughing buddies, like she called it. And it's because she had that secret. You know, you let your ex and your ex, and now they're buddies.
That's
but
like,
one of them doesn't know about the other.
Exactly. And that's why she's stressed out. They're working together. I mean, every time there's a fire, your boo Ryan's going to show up because he's a cop. And your other boo, who you just kind of let go recently.
Who proposed to you.
Like, Andy, this is a mess. And this is what happens when you have messes. They grow into bigger messes.
Oh, my gosh. She's a mess. I thought the little comedy part, which we needed, because as things were getting hot and the temperatures were getting up there, it was stressful. And they were all, like, getting more fatigued.
Yeah.
It was stressing me out. And then the cop, and I didn't catch her name, but the female cop, when she thinks that Gibbs is into her and that she's going to have the talk with him because she doesn't want, like, things to get awkward, I died. My butt off.
You needed that comic relief because I think we were getting, like, emotional and sad.
We were.
I'm like, is this going to be the end? What's happening?
And, like, all six of them? Really? Are you guys going to do this? And it's possible because anything is possible in Shondaland.
That's a fact. And we learned that the hard way with all of other Shonda's other shows. So.
Yeah.
Anything can happen.
And then you see that Jack first has a glimpse of Andy and Ryan's interaction there, and he kind of pauses for a moment. Did you catch that?
Yeah, that's a thing. I'm like, okay, Andy, Ryan probably doesn't know, but, like, you guys are touching hands, you guys are flirting, looks like you guys are about to make out in this fire. Your ex, who you have not told anything, is literally standing right there. Let's take that into
consideration. Yeah, it was really awkward. It was awkward, and I was feeling such emotion for Miller and the guilt that he was feeling because, you know, you could have potentially killed six of your coworkers that are your family.
Yeah, all for fireflies.
All for fireflies. Hashtag fireflies.
Yeah, I felt bad for him. And that's, you can tell that he wanted to help them any way possible because he had the guilt because he knew that it was, well, I hate to say it was his fault, but because of him not paying attention, it could have been avoided.
No, it was his fault.
Yeah, like, come on, Miller.
You were lucky you weren't in my open, Miller, because I was about to say, this is all on you.
This is all on you, bro. We're going to make you feel bad.
Yeah, and then what I felt, too, was that, again, I was like, are you brand new? Because he felt the guilt, and I felt the panic that he started setting in. Yeah. So when he was trying to smash out the window and Ben was trying to be logical with him, and yes, he did go outside the box, but I felt like he was, like, panicked.
Yeah.
And panicked from the guilt and not from the situation.
Yeah. I don't think he was thinking straight.
No, not at all. Plus, he was sleep deprived, so it was all types of wrong. It was all types of wrong. What I liked seeing was Travis step up.
Travis, he did such an amazing job because remember the first time he had to play captain and he was super nervous and things weren't going his way. I think this was his time to shine and he really shined.
He really did. And he had that sense of calm.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is like a whole new dude. I love it.
I love, but I also love what Stacey and Shonda are doing. Because now it's becoming, and I think I said this in prediction, where it's just not Andy and Jack anymore. It's Travis stepping up. It's Maya stepping up. You know what I'm saying? I can say this for a prediction, but I like the way I think this is going.
Yeah, I mean, every episode, the show just gets better and better.
Yeah, like, it ain't just going to be one captain. It's, oh, I, too, can do this.
M-bomb. I, too, am the best.
Sorry, guys. Sit down.
So then we saw a little bit about Ryan there, too, that kind of set me off a little bit. Because, you know, he has... I don't know if he has a hero complex, but yeah. He mentioned, oh, is this going to be a throw the baby to me situation as well? And then when he wanted to ram the car through the garage door and he wasn't listening to reason, I was like, well, these are the firefighters and you're in an enclosed space.
Like, so bro, carbon monoxide will kill you.
Even I know, like, the carbon monoxide alone is not going to be a good deal with you with the heat.
I think he just wanted to compete with Jack, and he wanted to look like the hero.
Like, again.
You said, like, if I get them out of here, Andy will definitely love me.
Yeah.
And instead of him just listening, of course he's upset with Jack. He's jealous.
Yep.
I think he just wanted to be the hero, and he was not thinking. He could have literally killed everyone in that
in
garage.
Yeah.
Because
at least I'm trying to do something. Well, you know what? Sit down.
I'd rather you sit down and we die this way than you kill us with carbon monoxide.
Right, poisoning. And then we got a little glimpse of Maya and her thoughts of being captain there, right?
Telling you, they keep coming up.
Under her breath, like, this could be totally different.
Shady boots. Not shady because she wants to be it. It's just sometimes the way Maya goes about things. Like, Maya's character, I'm still trying to fill her out because, like, sometimes I get, like, super obsessive, super perfectionist. She's there for Andy, but then, like, because she's a perfectionist, she gets a little shady sometimes. Mm-hmm. And there's a way to go about that. It's not shady because you want to be a lieutenant. Do you. You have room to grow.
Yeah.
You have every right to want to be the captain.
Yeah.
But to throw, like, those jabs, it's like, girlfriend, what happened? I know Andy was thinking, like, wait, whoa. Yeah, you should, because Andy was rooting for her. But don't stab me while we're done.
Well, I was just going to say that. It's kind of one of those things where... my mom always said, you know, someone could be smiling in your face and stabbing you in the back at the same time. And it's like, is this a frenemy situation or are you guys actually besties? And I think we're still feeling out what that relationship looks like.
Yeah. The relationship's even weirder now because, I mean, with Ryan involved, I'm getting vibes from Maya. Maya just said that too. Yeah, you said that, like.
When she said, and I have to go there since we brought it up, we see each other at the best and worst every day. And she's like, you know, that's not any different with Andy and Jack. I was like,
Maya,
what you doing?
She's throwing, like, a little, I don't know. Shade. She's throwing shade at Andy. It's like the friend that loves to support you, but also that friend, like, that's in the sheep in the wolf's clothing. Like, girl, what are you doing? So her in the garage doing that, I'm like, Andy just supported you.
Not just in the garage. Remember at the bar?
Maya, I don't know about her character.
You're just making some side moves here. What are these side moves about? I'm not sure yet. I'm going to keep it open-minded, but whoa, that did not look good. And then also her choice to, after they decide, so there was like this, I would never have thought of it, but so it's the water heater and the gas and making a bomb and turning it towards the garage door, or whatever, all this stuff. It was like
amazing.
MacGyver.
Yeah.
It was like MacGyver days, right? So they did that, but then Maya sees something loose.
Cool.
And she decides that she can go for it, and she gets blasted.
And I think that's going to affect her in the
because they had that ringing, and it was all,
Maya is such a perfectionist. She also has that hero complex, where I think she always wants to do the right thing and prove, like, and now I think she's like, oh, I can do this. And it's like, no, you're not thinking. Same thing with Ryan. You're not thinking logically.
Yeah.
I need for you to step back from this bomb.
Yeah.
And she got, thank God she didn't get killed, but I think this is now going to affect her. In the future.
Yep, I agree with you.
We love you, Maya, but you need to calm down.
Yeah, we love you, Maya, but whoa. Several seats. Or just focus on your own life.
Yeah.
How about that? And being better at your own life. So then we see what I thought was an interesting, like, I don't know, it stuck to me was when I saw Ben talking to Oliver outside and saying, like, you need to just, like, this is not your fault, or calm down and all of this. And then he says to Audrey, you're going to need ice packs and all of this, and your body's trying to recapitulate. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
like rebalance.
Your body's trying to...
I don't know why I can't say this word for some reason.
It's all good, girl.
Recalibrate. That's the word.
Thank you,
Your body's trying to recalibrate yourself. Thank you, producer with the best. And I thought that was like a great metaphor for everything that's going on, right? With Travis trying to balance his work, love, Miller, same thing. Yeah, see, it's just.
Oh, God, Stacey, wow, you're good. Chills. Such a great showrunner. Yeah.
And then we jump to the bar. So they made it through. They didn't die. And Captain Pruitt, actually, we didn't mention this, but he showed up and really gave that boost of extra confidence and extra oomph that they needed to make it through that last hump. Mm-hmm. And then they all go to the bar to unwind. And I love that it's the bar that we're familiar with because it's the same bar from Grey's Anatomy.
Yes.
Holla.
Which I feel like they might be having some swinging doors open with some Grey's people coming to the bar. I love it.
Listen, do that crossover. Do a love crossover with the two.
That's what I would love.
That's what I'd like to see. And then Ryan asks the table, but specifically Maya, do Andy and Jack always work so well together?
Oh, my goodness.
Right? So Ryan's feeling a little tinge of jealousy. And then on the flip side, we have Jack, who basically confronts Maya in front of Ryan at the bar.
Yeah.
Go.
First of all, I love him. I love everything about Jack. And I think he had every right. And I feel like his name is Gray in real life. The way he acts, he brings that vulnerability through the screen. Mm-hmm. Because I felt how vulnerable he was and how upset and angry he was. And he confronted her, like, what is good? Because he peeped it in the garage. Yep. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, I literally proposed to you. You cut me off. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know? And he put her in a tight space, but look, girl.
She needs that.
She needs
because
that.
Because she's a great dancer around
things.
Right? So he's like, no, I'm confronting this head on. How long have you been together? Obviously, you didn't waste any time. And has it been since the breakup? Or was it before the breakup? And she has no words.
I'm like, girl, but low-key, I feel like Maya's, like, feeding off of this, and she thinks
she is.
This is a great downfall for her so-called, quote-unquote, best friend.
Oh, it's so terrible.
But I also love this because now it's going to give Jack that boost, like, bruh, this ain't a team no more. Like, I'm going to be captain or you're going to be captain.
This is work.
You know, but it was heartbreaking because I felt the heartbreak through the screen.
Yeah, me too.
Poor Jack.
Yeah.
We're here for you, Jack. I'm just saying.
And then we see Jack sit down. And he confronts Miller, and Vic lies for Miller. She blames Station 15 and says that there was some electrical malfunction. And I was like, oh.
I'm scared. I hope that doesn't come back to Miller.
Right,
because
now you guys have some lies and untruths in this family.
Because they're hiding Vic's lies, now they're hiding Miller's lies. Yeah. So it's like, how many more lies and secrets? I love that they're a family, but These are actually important things because now we're firefighters and these are causing dangers in our lives.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, can we fake the funk and protect everyone or do we
address
speak up?
It so it doesn't happen again?
Exactly.
And then Miller says, well, there won't be a next time as we see him ignoring JJ's call, right? So I thought, ooh, that's going
to
be important.
He just wanted to date a firefighter or a doctor from Grace because apparently you can't date anyone on the outside.
You can't date the night girl, right?
You can't. You got to date a cop, a doctor, or a firefighter.
Shift work. Same shift work that you have.
Yep.
That was a lot.
It was a lot. And the reason I kept saying it was a lot because once the big thing happened with the garage and the fire, they come to the bar, I'm like, oh, thank God, everything is calm. And literally it was like bang, 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 more, more, more.
Yep.
And it left us on the edge of our seats. I know we were freaking out.
All of it. And then it doesn't even end on a like, whew, I feel relief now.
No.
We see Pruitt and Andy sitting at the bar.
Oh, God.
And he actually tells her that he wants like it to be a family and the captain can't come from the inside. So, hey, Andy, I didn't support you and I didn't support Jack.
But I mean, if you think about it, like I get where he's coming
from. I don't.
I get that that's his daughter, but if you think about his position, he can't support Jack, which I think he really wants to because Jack has the most experience because his daughter will be upset. He can't support his daughter because everyone on the inside will look at that like this nepotism and she only got it because she's daddy's little girl. And it's going to separate. And he knows how his daughter is. It's going to separate the crew. So if Andy gets it, the whole crew's going to look at it like this girl doesn't have experience. It's not fair. I get where you're coming from, Papa Purit. Like, it sucks.
I know. You're my dad. So if you say you believe in me and you say I can be anything and do anything, and I've supported you from the get-go, I supported you being a captain, and I waited and waited and waited for finally you to promote me, then I think that you should have my back, period.
That's it. I do. I think he should have her back, but I do agree what he said about the whole captain situation.
I don't agree.
Because it's going to be tough to have them two on the inside be captain, and one is your daughter who does not have the experience. And the one with the experience, you want to promote him, but you can't over your daughter. So you have to stay neutral and say, you know what? Don't give it to either one of them.
I think that's a pussy move. I'm not into it. I'm not down at all. I don't know. Hey. What do you guys think? I don't agree with that at all. And then, because my heart needed to be warmed up toward the end of the episode, Travis shows up at Grant's job.
I almost cried.
I know, me too. I just... he's like, there's a million reasons why I should take this so slowly, but I don't want to. And I want to be with you. And they kissed, and it was so sweet.
Thank you for ending on such a good note, because this show was stressful.
Yes, stressful. Stressful.
I'm excited to see where that relationship goes.
Me too.
I love it.
Should we move on to news and gossip?
Yes, let's do it.
News and gossip.
I can't believe this is the close to the last show.
Yeah, me neither. One more episode. And we know that it's going to be a doozy. Because you know what they said? Station 19 finale event.
Oh, God.
Anytime something is an event, it's like a huge
deal. And these ABC Shondaland shows have a good way of literally stabbing you in the heart. So you have to wait like 8 months before they come back.
I know.
So I'm excited to see what the event is.
Yeah, it's going to be something major. I mean, just for AfterBuzz TV News. Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah, that's cute.
So I got some graphics because I'm big on the graphics for the news and gossip. One of the things I actually can start with news and gossip, is within the Shondaland world, apparently Station 19 is probably going to be one of the only shows that survives the cut. And renewal season.
What? What about How to Get Away with Murder?
Well, no, new shows.
Oh, new shows.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, God.
All our old shows are all
they're good.
Good. Okay. But in the new shows, because there's a couple of new shows, and word on the street is that this one's doing really, really well.
Right.
And probably the only one that gets renewed.
Oh, wow.
I know,
that's
right?
That's crazy. But the show's so good, though.
It is so good. If you're not watching it, you need to start watching it from the beginning to end. And then watch her after throw as well. And then another great news tip is there is a film festival called the ATX Television Film Festival. It's in Austin, Texas, June 7th to the 10th, and they've added Station 19 to the lineup.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. And then I have some pictures I wanted to show you guys.
Cool.
So the first one we have is, that's the cop on the far left,
so
Saraya Blue, who I didn't know what her character's name is, but she says, can't say enough about how much I adored working with the brilliant, wonderful cast and crew of Station 19.
Aww.
So they had a great time filming their episodes.
Look,
and I thought that
them.
Was a fun picture. Yeah. And then the next one. So we have Vic, Barrett Doss, and she writes, and sometimes you go to work on vacation. I love you at Station 19 and can't wait. And she has had, she's doing some type of voiceover or some type of thing. Not sure, but she's like us with the headphones and the mic.
I love it.
Love it, right? And then the next one. I thought this was really special. So they were celebrating National Firefighters Day about a week ago. And they posted and said they're so grateful to the brave men and women who risked their lives to save others. Happy National Firefighters Day from Station 19.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Aww.
And then the next one, which is a fun one as well, is they selfie bombed Stacey McKee. So they took her phone and they did a selfie, and then she found it later. And she basically hashtag saying, this is the face you get when you know there's a new episode coming up.
Yay.
Also, this is what you get when you leave your phone alone and your cast does this.
Stacey. Oh, they're so cute.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, my gosh.
This one I love. So it's Ability Magazine. We got a split screen of Ben on the cover, and both Travis and Ben reading the cover of that magazine.
He looks really good on the cover, too.
Yeah, he does. They both look great. Yeah. They're all hotties.
I would say the whole cast are hot.
Hotties, yeah.
Every single person on the show is very attractive.
And then my last photo that I had to show because, you know, it's Shonda Lund. Two powerful women doing big things over at ABC. I love it. And I just can't get enough of Shonda
That's
Lund.
Amazing. Shonda, yes. Stacey, like, Shonda Lund's amazing. Shonda Rhimes is dope.
Yeah, love it. Should we move on to some fire facts?
Yeah.
Fire facts!
Woohoo!
Oh, I love that.
I like that.
We have to keep that clapping going in. I love it.
I like that.
So my first fire facts is Molly Williams, and I don't have a picture of her, unfortunately, but she was the first recorded woman to serve as a firefighter in New York City in 1815.
Whoa.
She was also the first African-American firefighter and a woman. And there's so
what?
Much. Yeah, there's so much to this story because she was actually a slave. She was owned by someone.
Right.
But she also was a firefighter. And her story is quite a unique story.
Oh, I would love to see a movie made about her.
That, absolutely.
That's a hidden figure right there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was like, I had no idea. That's a super fun fact. And I'd like to know more.
Yeah. That's awesome. I'm going to like go and look this up and try to learn her story.
And then Benjamin Franklin is responsible for the first fire company in Philadelphia. They were known as Benjamin Franklin's Bucket Brigade, and they would meet monthly to discuss like new fire techniques.
That is so cool.
Like, how cool is that? I didn't know
all
that.
Right, Benjamin Franklin.
Go ahead, Ben. A firefighter needs 100 hours of training before they can legally be allowed to enter the interior of a building, a burning building.
Oh my God.
That's a lot of training.
That is.
With a lot of equipment.
That's intense. Being a firefighter is one of the most dangerous jobs, and I tip my hat to them because it's amazing.
Yeah, and you have to both be physically and mentally alert
yes.
all the time in high-stress situations.
I couldn't do it.
Where your life is on the line.
Couldn't do it.
And I have a question for you guys and for you, mm-hmm. Kia. How long do you think firefighters have to get dressed? So when the fire alarm goes off,
yeah.
How long do they have?
Can I answer?
Yeah.
60 seconds?
That's pretty close.
Ooh.
So they have to do it in less than 2 minutes and with all their gear on, which can weigh between 80 and 120 pounds.
What the heck?
Listen, I get ready in 30 minutes and I feel like I'm doing a great job.
Right. Oh my gosh.
Like 30 minutes, I'm like, woo, I'm out of here quick.
And like when the alarm goes off, like you have to stop literally what you're doing in the station.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
Wow. That's why I give it to firefighters. They're the most amazing people on this planet.
I feel so too. I feel so too. They're those are awesome. My fire facts for the
day. Yay, those are awesome.
Should we move on to predictions?
Predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, go ahead.
I do not think they're going to announce the captain next week for the last show. And if they do, I do not think it's going to be Andy or Jack. I think to spruce it up and to spice it up, I think they're going to either bring someone new in or I think Maya's going to do something like, I now want to do it. Hold off, guys. I don't know. Like, I feel like her and Travis might want to be like, I now want to be the captain. So I do now see this fight for the captain seat, and I do not see them announcing the captain. And I think Andy's going to have to, like, her, Jack, and Ryan is going to get tricky. We see from the previews next week, they're going to be in a tough situation.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's all I got.
Okay, so I think that we're going to see more about JJ and Miller, and I think that, JJ and Miller, and I think that JJ's going to kind of become stalker-ish.
Ooh.
Because we already saw that she has, like, that...
She gives me those vibes.
That tendency to be not over-aggressive, but kind of, like, clingy.
Yeah.
You know? And mm-hmm. So I think that that's going to be an issue for Miller, and he's going to have to address it. I think that Travis and Grant... we're gonna see a lot more of them
yes.
coming up, and I think that Grant is gonna make Travis stronger, which leads into what you're saying, where yep. you're gonna see more leaders step up at the station house. I think that the Andy, Ryan, Maya, and Jack situation, the four of them,
yeah.
it's not a triangle, the square, is gonna blow up next week somehow, some way.
Yep.
Between emotions and then the high-stress situation that we saw from the preview, I think that that that's going to blow up in a bad way. Mm. I do think they're going to announce who the captain is, mm-hmm. but I think they're going to announce at the very end of the show, and we're going to be shocked and appalled, and they're going to be like, see you next year.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
I see that happening. I see that happening.
So those are my predictions. Guys, we have one more episode left before the season, well, as the season finale, and yeah. we are just beyond ourselves.
I'm scared to
watch.
We're
going to try to emotionally prepare, but you can never emotionally prepare for these shows. Mm-mm. But in the meantime, guys, make sure to like and subscribe. Tell your friends about Station 19. Tell your friends about Station 19 After Show, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Wait.
Oh, see, I'm so quick to go.
She's like, bye. She's like so emotionally drained.
Because I'm sad. I want to go home and cry.
Guys, if you want to continue to reach out to us, I am Linda So Girly all across social media.
And I am Kiki Boom Boom on all social media platforms.
We'll see you next time, guys. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Hot box.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.